Jesse could see some resemblance between Clarissa Vanderkamp and her late son. John W., like James Earl, had Leon's eyes but otherwise didn't share much in the way of looks with his father or brother. Clarissa Vanderkamp was a sturdily built woman, blonde, with high cheekbones and sad eyes. Jesse guessed the sad eyes were inevitable. He wondered if the sadness was in her even before her son's death. She was younger than he expected. She was certainly too young to be James Earl's mother, as they seemed to be about the same age. Jesse came out from behind his desk to greet her. Molly stood behind the woman off to one side. "Can we get you anything?" Jesse asked. Clarissa Vanderkamp stared directly into Jesse's eyes.
"Justice for my boy," she said, a quiver in her voice.
Leon Vanderkamp's pleas and protestations always sounded like soundbites or propaganda to Jesse, as if microphones were recording his every word or a large audience was listening. With Clarissa Vanderkamp, it was personal. Jesse led her to the seat facing his desk. "Would you like some water or coffee?" he asked.
"No, thank you," she said, her voice steady.
She turned toward Molly.
"Does she have to stay?"
"It's policy," Jesse said. "What can I do for you?"
"I think I already made that clear."
"Mrs. Vanderkamp, I'm sorry, but I have nothing to do with the investigation into your son's death. I thought your husband would have told you." Her skin flushed and her mouth went from sad to angry. She tried to wipe the look away before Jesse could see it, but was unsuccessful.
"I haven't seen Leon," she said. "I've been on the road for hours and came here first thing."
"I'm sorry. Are you sure you don't want coffee?" Clarissa Vanderkamp looked at Molly.
"Black, with 2 sugars, please."
Jesse nodded for Molly to go ahead. "The investigation is being headed by the state police," Jesse said as he wrote. "This is the number of Detective Lieutenant Mary Weld. She's the person you need to speak to about your son's death."
"Thank you. I'd like to see my boy now."
"Are you here alone, Mrs. Vanderkamp?"
"I don't see what that's got to do with anything, or that it's your business,"
Jesse said. "No matter how prepared you think you are for this, there's no way to be ready. And your son's been the subject of an autopsy. That makes it worse for some people. It might be easier if you weren't alone." Her face, which only seconds before had been red with anger, blanched, Jesse noticed. "Maybe your husband can meet you there, or James Earl." The mention of James Earl's name changed Clarissa Vanderkamp's expression yet again.
"James Earl's a good-for-nothing, and he's not mine."
Molly came back into the office.
"Here you go," she said, handing Clarissa Vanderkamp the coffee.
"Thank you."
"You can go, Molly," Jesse said. Molly gave Jesse a stern look.
"Are you sure?"
"Go ahead, but stay close." Jesse waited for Clarissa Vanderkamp to take a few sips of coffee before he spoke again. "I didn't think James Earl could be your son, but..."
"Both James Earl and Lee are Gloria's boys. Gloria was Leon's first wife."
"Divorced?"
"Dead."
Curious as he was, he didn't think it was appropriate to interrogate a grieving mother. But he was interested in the mention of a third son. Jesse said, "You mentioned another son, Lee?" She made that face again.
"James Earl's the oldest, but he's always been a screw-up. Lee Harvey now, he was Leon's pride and joy until he went and joined up."
"Joined up?"
"Enlisted in the army right after the 9/11 conspiracy. Gotta give the Israelis and the Saudis their due. Had almost everybody fooled, but Leon saw right through that. The way they got together and got us to fight their wars for them."
Jesse kept calm, ignoring the conspiracy theory. "Lee enlisted?"
"Leon and I were just newly married back then. And Johnny..."
She stopped, bowed her head, and swallowed hard.
"John was so young. Lee had just turned 18, and there was nothing Leon could do to stop him. Not legally, anyhow. Doesn't mean he didn't try. He told Lee that it was all a big lie, and that he wouldn't really be fighting for us. Told Lee that the army was a sewer full of blacks and all types of inferior peoples. But Lee wouldn't listen to reason. They didn't talk for years after that. Jesse wanted to push her, but decided to let it go for now. Are you sure you don't want someone to go with you? Molly can, she stood. No, I'm okay. But I would appreciate your calling ahead. I'll do it right after you leave. Molly stepped back into Jesse's office after he was done speaking to the ME. Molly asked, how was she after I left? She's a believer and a grieving mother. Molly, do me a favor. Sure, Jesse. Try and get hold of the U.S. Army service records for Lee Harvey Vanderkamp. Lee Harvey, as in Lee Harvey Oswald? Makes sense. James Earl, John Wilkes, Lee Harvey. Without another word, Molly turned and left.